Now, I had hoped to talk to John yesterday, didn't get an opportunity, so let's make that right this morning. John Reynolds. John, good morning.
How are you, Neil?
Very
you
sad to hear.
At home?
I'm kind of one of the luckier ones in the sense that I get to go to work every day, and I've a, you know, my routine is a bit more varied, and I'm thankful for that. But your own situation, John, with stage 4 prostate cancer at 61 years old, how are you?
Well, I'm quite good at the moment. I was lucky in that the treatment I got so far seems to be effective. I can't cure it. It's palliative care I'm on now. So I was in Germany for a while. I went over there after being diagnosed in December 17.
Did you go for treatment?
I did, yeah. Okay. I went to the public sector there. University Hospital, I had a friend there, she was German, she's married to a German, and she brought me over and she got me seen too, and they changed different drugs, they gave me different drugs, and I came back after 7.5 months and went back to the CUH, and I'm on those drugs since. I wouldn't have got the drugs here, but they had to give them to me as I was coming back and I was being treated already. It took 2.5 months.
How did you feel about that, that you had to go overseas to get the kind of treatment that you needed?
Well, it was annoying, but I'm glad I did. I reckon if I'd have stayed here, I would have been in a worse situation than I am now.
Okay.
And that's how it went. And luckily enough now, that was 2 years ago now, and I'm still alive. I think they gave me 15 months from diagnosis.
And that was 2 years ago?
Yeah, that was 2 years. I've extended kind of over that by 6 or 7 months now. And that's a bit of luck.
It is, yeah. But how do you feel about that? That I know there's a clock ticking for all of us, but yours is ticking a bit louder.
Yeah. And I was lucky. I didn't know I had it. I had a pain in my side. And I went, you remember there's a famous doctor down here who's dead now, God rest him, Dr. Dennis Cotter.
Yes.
Scott. Yeah. And I had a pain in my side. I was going out to my, we were going over to England to my daughter's conferring in Cumbria University. And he gave me a blood test before he went. He said, you've a bladder infection there. I said, no, I had one of them. He said, take these tablets. You can drink with them, by the way. And he said, he took a blood test and he rang me while I was over there. And he said, when are you home? And I said, I'm home on Monday. Why? And he said, I'll make an appointment for Tuesday if you're in big trouble.
Go away.
So I went back and I saw Stephen O'Brien. He was the urologist at the time. And I got the test done that day and I got... It took another month with scans and what have you, and they said my PSA is how they measure it. The normal person is under 4 and mine was 464.
Oh, for God's sake. Isn't that incredible?
Yeah, so it spread well, you know.
Oh, dear. You must have been devastated.
Well, I was. There's no cancer in my family, to be honest with it. I can go back a good few generations, and well, so I suppose some people might have died in the years back and they didn't know what they died of, so... I suppose you can't really count that. So, but what's annoying me the most is, and I'm trying to get in with a group in Cove. I was in the naval service for 23 years, and I worked in Harbole. And I believe the cancer came from the ISPAT site.
The toxic site, that was.
Yeah. And I think the National Cancer Register said prostate cancer in that area is 71% more than the rest of the country.
Yeah, in fact, many medical conditions down in the harbour are higher than other parts of the country.
That's correct, yeah. But prostate cancer is particularly off the wall. And then I discovered through research on the internet and...
You still there, John? No. The times we live in. Perhaps I'll try and get him back again if we can... get a better line. He wants to talk with other people, I think. Is he still there? Are you still there? Let me try again. Sorry, John, I don't know what happened there, but go ahead anyway.
Yeah, there was a Professor Stebbing. I'm being treated also by the Care Oncology Clinic in London. And I met Professor Stebbing through when I was in Germany. He's an English oncologist. And he showed me a study in America that was taken over 26 years on people that work in the steel industry, smelting and the sites that they're in, and he said prostate cancer is off the wall because there's a lot of chromium 6, chromium PCBs and stuff like that
buried in that site. Much of it has been removed now, I believe. In fact, perhaps even all of it, I'm not quite sure, but it was a big talking point for years on Leaside, the chromium 6, and other toxic chemicals that were being dumped there by Irish Steel, ISPAT, and then of course they legged it, and we know we were left with the mess to clean up ourselves.
Yeah, Slag Systems actually did the dumping, man, after finding out, and they were separate from Irish Steel, but the stuff came mainly from Irish Steel.
And do you know whether or not many people working in the Navy alongside yourself got sick from the adjacent site?
Well, I'm not sure what if the site caused it. I'm pretty sure, but there was two on the ship died of cancer. Now, I won't name them, but two that I know of, you know, that died of cancer, throat and stomach cancer. And the whole thing about it hasn't been removed, you see. I've been looking into the reports. There was a report done in 2001, Enviro Aspinwall report, which stated that it was a severe risk. The dust was a severe risk to people due to the presence of the chromium and stuff in it. And that it, when it blows on you, the likelihood of you being contaminated by it was very likely, and likely for Cove. But people in obviously walking around it and living in the area, they were very likely. Because you're ingesting it, it's very fine dust. If you were walking and pass your car down where we parked the ships that time, and right next to it, our football pitch was in it.
Mm.
And
did you play football there, you did?
I did, and we'd sit there at lunchtime if the weather was good and have your lunch.
So God knows what was blowing about that you were inhaling.
Oh, it is, yeah. There's still 500,000, they estimated, tons. They never moved it. They removed 100,000 tons, and I was reading the report by the environmentalist that was in charge of the operation. He was sacked after. He was told to level the site and get a clean level, and he dug down 100,000 tons, and he couldn't get a clean level site. He said it's all the way down. And he was, I think that's where the controversy came in. The department wanted to spend $30 million, and at that stage it was going to cost $300 million to remove it all. 100,000 tons of it was removed to Frankfurt in Germany, and they tested it, and they said, one sec, lad, this isn't what it's supposed to be. And he tried to done his best to explain it to the minister at the time, Minister for the Environment, and there was supposed to be a meeting between him, a private meeting, and he went public.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was promptly sacked.
And so, I mean, is the purpose of your call to claim that the cancer was caused by the site?
It is, and I'm looking for, like, I know it's a bad time to do it in the middle of COVID, but I'm looking for some group that might be still in
operation.
In Cove. Yeah, and I do know there's a high court thing going on now with Friends of the Irish Environment. Some they're kind of environmental organisation. I don't know where they are, but they're in the high court since 2019, looking for a medical review, and that's what I want—a medical.
Do you think that people should be worried down in that area? I mean, I did hear of higher rates of asthma. There was issues regarding leukemia, different forms of cancer. You have prostate cancer. Will we ever be able to say categorically that the site was responsible for that?
Well, if there's a proper medical review, you would be. I was speaking to Professor Stebbing in London, and he's willing to review my case. He's treated me for cancer as well over in the care oncology clinic there.
How would you be able to prove it, though, you see?
Well, he said there's different, like, you can, if you're walking next to it, you can, and you're breathing in, and that is proven that what's in there will give you particularly prostate cancer.
Gotcha, yeah.
Plus the fact is they've only capped it. They've just covered it over.
But prostate cancer is a risk for men anyway, you see.
Well, it is, like, it's not 71% more of a risk because you were walking down there.
I know.
So that's where I'm coming from. And plus the fact that they've capped it over and made a park of it, the rate is dropping rapidly.
Since, yeah. And is this occupying your mind all of the time now? I mean, in the sense that, is it worth it, this battle, with the time that you have left?
Well, I put it this way. Lots of extra people have died in Cove of various cancers that may have been caused by this site. And they've lost loved ones and other people who will recover from cancer. I reckon they're entitled to the truth because the reports were nearly impossible to get. The minister at the time in 2000, 2008 refused to give some of the organisation. Chase was one. I'm going on the Cork Examiner now. Friends of the Irish Environment. He refused to release the reports. There were 19 reports, technical reports on it, and he refused.
Oh, listen, I covered this story for many, many years. A very, very, very fractious story, to be quite honest with you, the different players involved in it. Absolutely. There were solicitors' letters going across desks and everything, and I forget it. Retractions had to be given, all sorts of accusations were being made. But the point I'm making to you is, with the time that you have, would it not be better, it's far be it for me to tell you, but that, you know, it's about the quality of the life that you have now, you know? As opposed to causing yourself more anxiety, stress, worry, work, no?
Well, I suppose you could be right in that effect. Like, but at the end of the day, usually when I get something between my teeth, I don't let go, and a bit of a terror in me that way, like my mother.
Okay. So, how can I help? Are you looking for other people to get in contact with?
To get in contact with me, and maybe we could form our own group if there's no group available. I'm going to write to the Friends of the Environment and see what they're at.
Okay.
There was also the Green County Councillor, Alan O'Connor. I shouldn't have said his name, but he helped me a lot.
Yeah, well, that's fine. That's what councillors are there for. That's what the Green Party do. Yeah,
and Paul Hayes in Clonakilty is the Sinn Féin. He was very helpful as well.
Okay.
But other than that, if it gets too much for me, then and I'm in a group, I'll have to leave because I do get tired. Now, I was at it there last week online looking at stuff, and I get tired easy. That's the drugs.
So is each day now a blessing to you? Like, do you look at life very differently in that regard?
Oh, you would, yeah. Definitely that. Anyway, I was very work-orientated before, and I'm not as much now.
Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 61.
Very young.
I'll be 62 at the end of the month.
It floored you.
Yeah, it did a bit, yeah. And I have a farm here at home, and I live on the Sheep's Head.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, it is beautiful, isn't it? Yeah, to be honest, but I never really looked at the view, and I'm starting to look at it now.
That's it, you see. Isn't it amazing that you kind of take stock of what's important, I suppose, yeah?
Yeah, you do, actually, yeah, at the end of the day, you know, and the thing annoys me the most is that looking at the records of this thing, they were well worn between 1985 and 2001 this stuff was there, and they told nobody. Even the Navy inquired about it because we were worried about it, and they were saying, "Oh no, there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing in there, like, you know."
But there was.
Yeah. Full of it. I mean, if I could get my hands on the Frankfurt report, that'd make interesting reading.
For now, anyway, if there are people listening who may be able to get in touch and have stories to share, perhaps similar to yours or other worries or concerns, I will gladly pass that information on to you. How about that?
Oh, that's brilliant. Yeah, thanks so much, Neil, because I'm not on Facebook. You know,
I understand. I encourage people to get in touch with me, and then you can get in touch with them. And do stay in touch with me, John, all right?
Thanks for letting me on your show anyway. I like listening to it when I get a chance.
Right.
My wife listens to it all the time. She said, when you're missing, it's like there's nothing in the house. Doesn't say much for me, does it?
Oh my God, sorry about that, pal. But do look after yourself in spite of that, alright? Cheers for now.
I will. Thanks again.